Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise matured sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has spurred Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
The wisdom in handling what? I hear you have gone home. The wisdom in handling money. This morning, the Lord gave us opportunity to be a blessing to the Methodist Training College. We spoke on raising yourself as a 21st century leader. And we dealt with certain critical things. When I finished, I was like, I wish it was taught here. Because many wonderful things were on earth over there. The whole thing is that wisdom will always build a house. The Bible says wisdom shall build. Wisdom is a builder. Wisdom is a builder. It's a builder of life. Wisdom is the builder of a church, of a ministry. Wisdom is a builder of a family. Wisdom is a builder. If you want to build anything that will last, anything that will make impact, then you must really connect with wisdom. Hallelujah. Now, I told Reverend to read a scripture when he came to me in the office. The Bible says, don't give money to a fool to buy wisdom. For he cannot understand it. It may end up destroying him. So a fool can have money, but if he tries to get wisdom with the money, he cannot understand it. You see, wisdom is, the Bible says that I love those who love me. So wisdom can never come to you until you have love for wisdom. If you don't have the urge and the desire to be wise, wisdom will not come to you. The Bible calls wisdom a she. So it means that wisdom has feminine manifestation. Wisdom loves to be respected and pampered. Wisdom loves to be treated with so much respect. So if you really would have wisdom, you must really have a heart that is set to walk with wisdom. Otherwise, wisdom will not show up. He says that I was with him in the beginning of creation. And then he said, by me, he framed the world. So wisdom was with God. Even God was with him. Because God wanted to build the earth, the globe, the universe. And when it comes to building and formation, construction of things, it is the duty of what? Wisdom. Wisdom shall build. That's what the Bible said. Wisdom shall build a house. It said knowledge shall furnish its chambers. Knowledge will let you know, I have to put this here. We have to put that here. No, if you put gas here and you put fire here, you will blast. Knowledge. Then it said understanding. So just knowing, it's not enough. Some people may know and may still die. They will not last. Why? Because he may carry petrol and then put it by fire, or gas and put it by fire, without understanding the chemistry or the reactions that can take place. So the Bible says understanding is what establishes whatever you build. So he says that he that seeks me shall find me. He that seeks, all that I'm quoting is from Proverbs chapter 8. He that seeks me shall find me. So wisdom must be sought after. I say wisdom must be sought after. He said, if you shall seek me diligently, Then say, by me, kings reign. By me, kings reign. So wisdom can exalt you and cause you to reign. Hallelujah. I pray that you'll find wisdom. He says something there. He said, wealth and riches are in my right hand. Wealth and what? Riches. So when you are wise, look, you have the ability to create wealth and to create what? Riches. So all that we are doing right now, all that we are doing one of the ways to know that somebody is wise is not when he speaks proverbs. It is not when the person speaks proverbs and penny for say, the house fly that follows the corpse to the cemetery shall not return home. Hey, say, oh, he's a wise guy. The guy has been speaking proverbs. And sometimes you will see people adoring people who have been speaking philosophical. There are many philosophical statements which are actually not consistent with scriptures, or it is not the way of wisdom. It is not the way of wisdom. Should people will speak philosophical or poetic? I did literature, but we don't go there when we are explaining certain things. People can speak poetic and make constructions and make sure that the allegories and these things are working. They will make wild statements that rhyme, and people say, wow, he's a wise man. That guy is a wise man. He speaks wisdom. Ah! Do you know what wisdom is? One day I was teaching on wisdom and I was sharing tears. I spoke on wisdom. I have pursued wisdom. It took me 8 years consistently on wisdom. When he arrived, I didn't know he had arrived. It was told me. My works started showing. When wisdom arrives, it takes over everything around you. There is a first thing, the first thing to recognize in a man's life, that you know this man is a wise man. No matter how nice, how decent, how calm, how cool, how whatever a person is, if you don't see that thing, whatever he manifests as wisdom is not wisdom. Because the foundation of wisdom can never be neglected, and then we can have the formation of wisdom. It's number true. The foundation of wisdom is the fear of God. The Bible says that the fear of God is the very beginning of wisdom. So if you see a man that does not fear God but speaks sense, he's just speaking sense. That is not wisdom. It's not wisdom. Hallelujah. Now, that should let you know that when it comes to wisdom, it is never wisdom until whoever spoke it has been endorsed to speak it by the endorsement of wisdom. If I stand in front of you and I tell you, or I go and stand at the, what do you call it, community center, and I shout, everybody, start paying tax to me. It is not a law. It is not a law until the president comes up and says, I declare from today everybody is paying tax. That means that it is appointed unto the president to make laws for us. It is not appointed unto me. So words of wisdom is not, we may say the same thing. What I said, you said it. But your own may not be wisdom because you are not anointed with wisdom to speak it. So wisdom is not just what you spoke out. It is the mouth from which it proceeded also. That is why if a person has not fear God, don't trust his words. It can never be wisdom, no matter what. No matter how nice, no matter how true, it can never be wisdom. It can never be wisdom. There are certain factors when you see, you know that this is wisdom speaking. This is wisdom speaking. Oh. He said, the Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding, he established the heavens. And by his knowledge, the depths were broken up and the clouds dropped down the dew. I'm reading from Proverbs 3, the verse 19 to 20. Proverbs 3, the verse 19 to 20. So we are going back to the wisdoms, or the wisdom in handling what? Money. You see, I've explained wisdom because I want you to really get something. That's why I spoke to you about wisdom. So that you know that it is not just a new house. No. And when wisdom begins to speak, one of the qualifications, identifications of wisdom is that it is true. Anything that wisdom speaks is true. Anything that wisdom speaks is true. What? True. He said, what I say is true. That's what the Bible says. When you go home, take time and read the whole of chapter 8 of Proverbs. He said, what I say is true. So what wisdom is teaching us today about money, accept that it is true. The moment you are able to believe wisdom, wisdom expands by faith. Wisdom expands by faith. He shows himself more and more in your life by faith. Oh, Jesus, I love you. Katalaba shebradedo sotade. My life will never be the same. My life will never be the same. I say my life will never be the same. My life will never be. Proverbs chapter 3, the verse, let's read from the verse number 5. We are reading from 5 down to 10. And we are picking up other wisdoms. Wisdom in handling money. How many of you believe this message is a great blessing? You don't know what money can do. You need it. You need wisdom. All right, trust in the Lord with all your heart. With how many of your heart? Share your heart with Kwedu Menu and give God 2/3. Okay, God, I'll give you 90% of my heart, but as for the 10, I'll make sure that Cecilia Manfu will have it. Aish, what a shock. It's a shock. There are people who have shared their hearts. They've shared their hearts in such a way that God has some. And one thing about God is that, you see, you are forgotten about God. You think you know him. He says, I should tell you. He said he's a jealous God. Number two, he says that he shares his glory with no man. So when it comes to heart matters, he's jealous. God is a jealous God. So just imagine, jealous God, and you are sharing his love with someone. How do you think you feel? How many of you want to share your lover with somebody? Let me see. You want to share your lover with somebody? Hey, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You don't want to share your lover with anyone. But you have been sharing God's lover. You have been cheating on God. Cheating on God. Can you imagine? You cheat on God. One day he went to the Garden of Eden. And he asked Eve, where are you, my lover? Where are you? Eve was not there. Their meeting place. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Last week, we understood that when it comes to mammon, wise way of dealing with mammon is to trust in God. Put your heart in God. Beloved, put your heart in God. I said, put your heart in God. I said, put your heart in God. Let God have your heart. Let God have your heart. The truth is that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can ask or think of. Don't be afraid and don't think you will lack. Don't think that you will never have. No, don't go that way. Put your trust in the Lord. The Bible said some trust in chariots. He said others trust in horses because they see strength, because they see abilities, because they see opportunities, manifestations, many wild things. That is what makes them have confidence that it's going to be well. When you have to see something as an advantage before you can believe the future is safe, that is trusting in chariots and horses. That is trusting in chariots and horses. Yes. But the Bible says that we shall believe the name of the Lord. What is the color of the name of the Lord? What is the color of the name of the Lord? We don't know. So what it means is that we believe what we don't know. Blessed are they who do not see but yet do what? Believe. So we may not see it, but we believe it. And the Bible says we are more blessed. We are more blessed. We are more blessed. Shadabakata labush. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Then he said, lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own schemes. Lean not on your own. Stop those calculations. Stop those things that makes you think you are fast. You see, whatever the word of God says, if you try to do otherwise, thinking that is the smart way, that is rather leaning on your own understanding. God says, okay, out of everything that you have, give me 10% of it. You said, no, when I finish this business, rather that I'll pay my tithe. That is leaning on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not. Let nothing of your own smartness be your defense. Lean not. I mean, as I'm here, when you push me, if God doesn't save me, I'll fall down. I don't have anything. I don't rely on anything. I'm telling you the truth. I will not lie to you. I will not lie to you. I will not lie to you. I don't have any secret wealth or trust or faith or something. I don't have anything. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I be a fool. You are my all in all. Let's sing it again. You are my strength when I'm weak. You are my strength when you are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Oh, seeking you as a precious jewel, seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I be a fool. You are my all. The world is coming to an end. Let us start excusing ourselves from many worldly attachments. It is time to say, I am leaving you here, I'm going further. When it was time for Elijah to move on, he told Elisha, can you leave me please? I have to go. It is not everything that can go with you. It's not everyone that can go with you. There are some people, when you keep them in your company, they will delay you. They will be the reason why you will not go. There are certain things, if you hold on to it, it will be the reason why that glorious destiny. There are certain attitude, certain character. Take a decision now. Take a decision now. Lean not on your own understanding. I say, but in all your ways, acknowledge him. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Give recognition to God in your marriage. Give recognition to God in your finance. Give recognition to God in your academics. Give recognition to God in your new place you are going to stay. Give recognition to God in that new friend you are making. Give recognition to God in the traveling that people are rushing for visa. Does not mean go for it. He said acknowledge God. The word acknowledge somebody means that give recognition to the person. Let him be the reason why you are making those choices. That everybody say hey, that's not me, you should say hey. Does God confirm or does God approve of your hey? Give recognition in all your ways, all your ways, in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. This is blessed assurance. He said he shall direct. God, can you imagine God directing your path? He knows everywhere in this earth. God knows where the billions are.
God knows where. You see, and I'm so happy that almost every great billionaire in the world, at the latter part of their life, they begin to see that now there is a mighty hand. Look at Donald Trump. He had become more God-fearing. And it was prophesied that he will enter the White House as an unbeliever, but he will come out as a believer. And look at him. The longer he stays there, the better he becomes. He can stand the podium, Donald Trump, and say that he's the boss. He's the boss. The whole of America is looking somewhere. Donald Trump is looking upward. No wonder they walk and they become like this, looking down. They can't move again. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my... Sometimes you look like a fool. You look like a fool when you are pursuing the heavenly treasures. You look like a fool when you are pursuing heavenly treasures. The Bible says something. He said that you should sell all that you have and give it to the poor. He said, make for yourself treasures in heaven. Make for yourself treasures in heaven. We'll come to that kind of wisdom. Make for yourself treasures in heaven. So there are treasures of heaven. And as a child of God, why would you be conscious of eternal times and the realities and the varieties? When will you be conscious of them? When are you going to wake up a day and know that God must have my minutes, my second, my hours, my day? God must be my decision. God must follow, I must follow the plans of God. My footsteps must be directed by the Lord. When are you going to do that? When are you going to do that? Some of us, we are directed by traditions. Some of us, we are directed by smartness. Some of us, we are directed by culture. Some of us, we are directed by our ego. Some of us, we are directed by our pride. Some of us, we are directed by our knowledge. What we think we know. Onishe Iano, you are the God of awesome oneness. I've tasted of your powers. Oh, Onishe Iano, you have shown me so much mercy, much more than I. My eyes have seen, my ear has heard the wonders of your praise. Creation bow in awe of you. Can we join and sing it? Come on. Come on, shout it and say, Onishe Iano, you are the God of awesome wonders. I've tasted of your power. Oh, Onishe Iano, you have shown me so much mercy. Much more than that. Hey, we are alive because of the mercy of God. We are alive because of the mercy of God. We are able to do the things we do because of the mercy of God. He shows us so much mercy. So much mercy. Acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Then he said that, do not be wise in your own word. Eyes. Don't be wise in your own eyes. But there is a certain wisdom that you must walk in. When it comes to dealing with money, there is a certain wisdom. Don't be wise in your own eyes. You have to pay my rent first. Now I have to do this first. If I don't pay this one will do this. This one, 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 Pastor Mary was telling me a story about her finance and how things turned around for her. And we're just talking, and she was telling me, and I was happy in my heart that at least the Lord is proving to her that he's faithful. He said, do not be wise in your own eyes. Some of you feel you are smarter than God, and that is the error you are doing to yourself. That's the error. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Then he said that, fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. And depart from what? Evil. It will be healthy to your flesh and strength to your bones. Then he came down to the verse 1. This is the wisdom we are talking about. He said, honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. If you can't fear God, you can't honor him. The fear of God is not the fear that dispels you from God. The fear of God is what draws you to God and helps you to see the greatness of God. The fear of any other thing actually expels you. It causes you to run away. It causes you to leave the presence of the thing. But the fear of God, what it does is that the fear of God is the seed of the love of God. If a man cannot fear God, he cannot love God. If a man cannot fear God, he cannot honor the Lord. He cannot honor the Lord. He said, fear the Lord. Honor the Lord with your possession. Now he's teaching you the wisdom. He's opening it up. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruit of all your increase. Then he says, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. I declare, may you begin to see this come to pass in your life. Some of you, it is only your salary, but God is about to give you another channel of blessing. I say, God is about to bless you again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I was talking with Pastor Francis yesterday. He was made. He said, Daddy, wow. Still, at this point, you still think like this. You still think like this. And yesterday, I met another bugger. And I was told that he said that he was a praise and worship leader in Assemblies of God in Odan here. Now, when I asked about him, the guy told me, I said, wow. What a shock. Yankee has changed somebody's heart. You see, that should let you know that his heart was not properly rooted in God. The Bible calls the deception of riches. It chokes the seed of the word and makes it not come alive. Honor the Lord. And that is a serious case. Honor the Lord with thy substance. Give it to me in Amplify. Message TLB or whatever, NLT. Honor the Lord with your capital and sufficiency from righteous labors and with the first fruit of all your income. Give it to me another translation. Honor him. When you are honoring somebody, you know what it means? Last week, I decided to go and honor my father. It is some precious money be somewhere. I had to go, but I could have gotten something and put it in an envelope. But I wanted to do something big. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? There are certain offerings, when the person opens it, he will lift his eye and say, God bless my son. You can't pray long prayer, short prayer, but it will be powerful. So I went for that money. Added it to whatever I had. Why? Because I'm going to honor my father. And I filled my vehicle, drove alone. Now, can you just imagine? I didn't say, okay, may China next week, may kwa akra adam edi afahun. It is not an honor. And he was shocked. I got home. And he said, Pastor Dave, why? He said, oh, I said, Daddy, I came to visit you. I just came to be with you. I just came to see before you. Just talk to me. Just talk. Just say anything. Let's talk. Tell you, we spoke about anything. Not wild revelation, not anything. Spoke to me. Afterwards, he said, oh, can we go to that? I said, no, Daddy, I want to honor you. I came with an offering. He looked at me. You can just imagine the prayer you pray. Apostle, you can just imagine the prayer you pray. So when the Bible tells you, honor God, if I can honor man like this, honor God. Sometimes I like how my wife does it. So she has some money. No matter how I can crow her, she will never give me a chance to touch it. Especially when she gets fresh notes. She wants to pack it. If you ask her, say, hey, these are my offerings and tithes. We may be dying in the house. You will never touch it. And even if she has not brought it and God sees it, she feels, my daughter, honor the Lord. Please, can you please stop treating God like the way you've been treating policemen by the roadside? The way you squeeze the money, and can you please stop treating God like the way you treat your boyfriend? Some of you have subjected God beneath the restaurant waitress. You are able to treat the restaurant waitress honorably, and you disregard God. Honor God. One day I was in my office, and a friend of mine called me. He said, Charlie, the kind of peace I know. I said, sir. I said, Tony, sir. Then I said, whilst we were talking, then I said something to her. So whilst we were talking, she said, I was talking. Then I came to service and it was offering time. When I checked the money, I realized that I have to give a certain low amount of offering. Then I remembered the pizza. I said, what do you mean? I told myself, I was sitting, I said, God, I'll give you pizza today. You are bigger than a man, so I'll give you double for that. Then I said, honor the Lord. He said, honor the Lord with your wealth. Honor him with your wealth, not your cash. Listen to me. Your cash is part of your wealth. Your wealth is bigger always than your cash. In fact, it is better to be wealthy than to be rich. When a person is wealthy, he has wealth. We are talking about somebody who even his friends alone brings peace when you see them. We are talking about somebody whose home is at peace. We are talking about somebody whose body is perfect. We are talking about somebody whose business. You see, one of the mark of a man who has wealth is the peace of God. The blessings of God, it makes rich and it adds no disturbance. So the Lord says, honor him with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. What do you produce? What do you have? What do you do? What has passed through your hands today? You know something? What Satan wants you to do is to disregard God. So he will go to Eve and ask Eve, hey, did God say this? Oh, no, it's not like that. So that you will disregard the command of God. You will treat God inferior. But the Lord is telling us that the wisdom to handle mammon is to honor him with your wealth. I was so sad when I saw a comment on Facebook and the way people were lambasting the man of God for the statement he made. But I saw it was a greater wisdom the man spoke, but men couldn't see it. Do you know the Bible says that the wisdom of God is foolishness unto them that are perishing? A Methodist priest came up and said that you have to come to a place that when you are doing your will, learn to part some of your will, add church to your will. May you hold that. May chat in the say, hey, I dear papa, are you serious? Can you just imagine that it is time for me to check out? I've sorted papa, I've sorted my wife, I've sorted everyone, and not even giving God the last, you know. And then I said, oh, that 7 acres plot of land here must be given to the church to build a hospital or a Bible school or something. As long as the Bible school remains on that land, heaven knows that the pastors that have been produced from there, I am a contributor. Great wisdom. And people were lambasting them. And they are finished chopping our offerings and tithes. Now they are coming to our will. I was like, wow. Honor, hey, honor God. You will leave it one day. If I were you, I will honor God with it. How can you be a believer and you're not tithing? Can I tell you something? Tithe is not a suggestion. It's a command. It's a command. Not to tithe is a disobedience to God. He said, bring it. Bring it. He says, for me. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part. Please don't give God your worst part. Don't give God your worst part. Give God your best part. Always. Always. What it means is that don't wait to be an old lady before God would have your best part. As young as you are, don't give your body to that boy ignoring God. And whilst you're about to die, then you pray, Lord, if you heal me, I'll save you. You think, God hasn't always used the apronatity. He also needs genuine, original, young boys like David. He wants to call them from the savannah and make use of them and use them to slay the Goliaths. He loves virgins. God loves virgins. He can use virgins to save the world. Brand new. And with the best part of everything you produce. The best. That was the wisdom Abel caught. That was the wisdom Abel had. And that's the wisdom the church is struggling to do. Cain had the idea to offer sacrifice unto God and took the decision. Abel stood behind and saw that, no, it's a good idea. If it's a good idea and it's unto the great, a great God, then let me do it in a way that it will be honorable. Is it not for God? Yes, God. If it's for God, then let me go and look for. The Bible says Abel went to look for the first and the best among his sheep. So people have been saying that because of the blood, he said, that because of the blood, he said, if it's about the blood, listen to me. If it's about the blood, God should have listened to King Saul. Because when King Saul went for war and came back, do you know what he did? He slaughtered sheep and God was still angry. So it wasn't about the blood Abel shed. It was actually the honor, the heart, the attitude of the heart. If you want to challenge me, let's go to Hebrews chapter 11. Let me show you something there. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11, verse number. Let's check number 7. What's there? 11, 7. Very good. Look at it. Look at it. So that you know that it is not the blood. I want to show you that it's not the blood, but it was the honor. By faith, Noah were warned of God of things not seen, yet moved with fear, prepared an ark. Is that what I saw? I saw something different here. 8. It was what? 4. Okay, 4. Put 4 there. He said, by faith, Abel did what? Offered unto God a more what? Excellent sacrifice than Cain. So it wasn't like Cain's sacrifice was bad. Like people say, no, he didn't do that. Cain took good things from his farm. But the heart, the decision with which Abel sacrificed the offering was what touched God. He said it was, look at this word. Look at this word. This word is what? More. So if I close this and I close Abel, he said by faith, he will tell you that Cain also had what? An excellent sacrifice. But just that Abel's own was what? More excellent. Why? Because he decided to choose the first and the best. Now, I want to show you why the Bible says it was by faith. Something is by faith. Now, what is faith? Verse 1. Take me to verse 1 of this scripture. We'll go back to our discussion. Verse 1 of this scripture, quickly. The Bible says, now faith is. Look at it. Now, verse 1, please. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence, the proof of things which we have not seen. So what had Abel not seen? Abel had not seen God, but yet he had evidence to prove that he's an honorable and he is awesome and he is a great God and he deserves what? The best. So he gave his belief a what? A substance. So when I take my offering and I'm coming here, like we know, if you don't know, the next wisdom is what I'll teach you. The Bible said that Jesus was sitting in the church and was looking at an offering bowl. So I believe anytime you are giving an offering, Jesus' eye follows the offering. So when I carry my money and I believe, listen to, that's how faith works. I believe in my heart, my Lord is with the basket. And I come and I'm dropping it. That is what we call faith. So I'm giving my offering with the conviction that my Lord is looking at how much I'm giving. God hears the heart, not the heart. For you men, you look at what is outside, but I, God, I look at what is in the heart. So you'll be surprised that you spoke it not out, yet he hears it because he listens to the language of the heart. So Abel took that decision and went into his pen and chose the first. And then among the first, he sought for the best and brought it to the Lord. And God was touched. And God was touched. I pray that the Lord will give you that wisdom. That your first and your best. You wake up in the morning, it is not your WhatsApp. Because the best hours of your day, you will give it to him. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure, the are and where. You wake up at dawn. Nahidi frisuro, oh, ahidi fa, yeah. Hey, I go fubi guye rade ni muase. They walk so ja fubi sorry ahumache. And the woman mu to feel eko good so. So honor him with your first and your best. Let him feel proud that he died for you, not he waste. Let him have it. Don't wait. Don't do the course. Don't finish the WhatsApp. Don't do those things. And now you see accident. Then Jesus, what should he do? What should he do? Hey, he walks with the man of worship. He walks with him that honor him. Do you know what the Bible said? It said, I honor them that honor me. That's what the Bible said. That's what the Bible said. Be it in the quiet pasture, or by the gentle streams, the shepherd of my soul is by my side. Should I face a mighty mountain, a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my side. He will always be there. If you honor him, he will always be there. Hey. my brother and friend, Dr. George Wilfredata. Go and see what the Lord is doing with him. Go and see what the Lord is doing with him. Walked on the street and somebody met him. A man has gone to build his house, gone to furnish it. He was going back home to go and bring his family. On the way, the Lord told him, give the house to the young man coming. Just like that. Just like that. Shepherd of my soul, I give you full control. Wherever you may lead, I will follow. For I have made a choice to listen for your voice. Wherever you may lead, I will go. Be it in the quiet pasture or by the gentle streams, the shepherd of my soul is by my side. Should I face a mighty mountain, a valley dark and deep, the shepherd of my soul will be my guide. My brother and friend Ike Papo was asleep when a man took a phone and said, I have 400,000 Ghana cedis. God says I should give it to you. Mean that's awful. Mo was I say, Debbie, was it before we have a question? Corrisha say, Monto, Muria, Mumbra, and he's building. Before he did that, you know what happened? The Lord laid upon his heart. See, empty the church coffers, carry everything, go to this ministry, go and drop it. He said, Pastor, I said, my apostle, I did this thing whilst where we meet, we pay every month. But I didn't care. I had to honor the words of God. Hey, God, can you outgive God? Can you outgive God? The last time he tried giving, he did it in a way that we should learn it. He gave his only begotten. His only begotten. Do you know what it means? For God to give his only begotten, not a daughter, but a son. In the tradition of the Jew, to give a son means that you have discontinued your continuity, your generation. So what God is doing, that he gave his beginning, his present, and his future. He gave everything. He withheld nothing. Withholding nothing. Withholding nothing. He withheld nothing. How come we are able to share with God? How are we? How come? To the extent that we can dishonor him, that Sunday we share God with our laundry. It is time, KMC, for us to honor this God. That we will come to church running because we are late. Why? Because we are going to the master. We will come to church running with our Bibles. Why? Because we cannot afford to be late. Because if he had been late to the cross, we would have finished. We would have finished. He said, honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. Honor the Lord with the best part of this life of yours. Honor the Lord. Honor the Lord. I pray that the Lord give us that wisdom. May the Lord release this wisdom upon us. May God release this wisdom upon us. May our hearts be captivated by the spirit of the fear of God. The Bible says that he exalted the spirit of the fear of God above all. May our heart be consumed. Oh, let our heart be consumed by your fear, oh God. That no man, the presence of a man cannot intimidate us. The presence of a person cannot determine how we go with you. Lord, let the world know. Look at what Daniel did. Hey, man of God, if God will save you from the lions, then it's because you will defend him before the Nebuchadnezzar. Because you will stand tall, you will not bow down. You honored him. Daniel honored the Lord. Daniel honored the Lord. You know the topic we are talking about? The topic is the wisdom in handling money. That's what I'm talking about here. Calm down. How can you, a man of God, tell me that you cannot use the Bible to prosper? It's because you don't understand prosperity. And it is all over internet. You cannot use the Bible to prosper. Do you understand prosperity? Do you understand? Did you ever see Jesus? Our Lord told us, as you are going, carry no purse. Carry no purse. He told us, let not. You see, if he had told them to carry a purse, what it means is that, oh God, when the Bible was, Mammon has power to take your attention because you are seeking money. I give myself away. Oh Lord, I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. Lord, I give myself away so you can you. When we are talking about the Lord using us, it's not about laying hands on people and people falling down. No, it's not about that. Anybody at all can do that. Anybody at all can do that. Let's honor the Lord with the best. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything you produce. Sit down. Let's do this in 3 minutes. Verse 10. Then he said, then he will fill your barns with grain and your vats will overflow with good wine. Now, when the Bible talks about good wine, wine is never good until it has fermented for years. The most excellent wine in the world is actually judged by the number of years it has spent in fermentation. I was showing the price of wine. Was it to you or someone? Well, it was to you. A wine was costing $3 million. One bottle. $3 million. I said, have you seen? Here we are saying, because you are saying, because you are saying, and some petition. God is going to fill. What it means is that accumulated riches. Hey. How doesn't it marvel people how this place was built? I traveled and I went to hear that some people said that they said some whites came to build your place for you. White. Then Pastor Sunny, he is the white here. Pastor Sunny, mommy, our white woman and our white man. They came to build this place for us. The Lord told us when we were in that small room, he said, I'll build it with by you. He said, by your hand, I'll build it. He told us he'll build it. And he did it. And he's doing it. Yes, he's doing it. He's doing it. Don't be afraid to ever give God your best. Never, never. I said, me, I'm a living proof. I'm a living proof. I'm a living proof. Never. I love God. I love God. That's the perfect wisdom. If you are here, you're not giving. You're not releasing tithes. Give it to me, King James. Give it to me, King James. Verse 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with thy first fruit of all thy increase. Oh. Some of you, when you say first fruit, you are running away. You don't know what it does. First fruit doesn't give you money. When you check the Bible, according to Ezekiel, first fruit doesn't give you money. The Bible says that. First fruit, what it does, that it breaks the curse. It calls it the curse. The curse upon your home. There is a curse that afflicts homes. Okay? And the work of the first fruit is to give a power for breaking that thing. That's what it does. That's what it does. What your tithe will do is not the same thing your first fruit does. When you give an offering, when you give to the poor, there are, maybe I have to teach that one, giving and levels of giving. There are three kinds of giving. given to a lower person, given to somebody on the same level with you, and given to people ahead of you. When you give to people ahead of you, what you are doing is that you are provoking what the person carries. That is why somebody may be rich, somebody may be more anointed, somebody may be, but we are still giving. When I go to my father's house, he has cars parked, but I went to give. I went to give. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 7, the verse number 7, says, and without doubt, the lesser is blessed by the greater. There's a blessing that the greater man must pronounce upon you. This church, this whole church, we give, we sow, we pay tithe as a church. That's why God is doing wonders. When you give to the poor, the Bible says that you have loaned to the Lord. You have loaned to the Lord. But listen to me. You should never, it is never wisdom to take your tithe and give it to the poor, because they don't serve the same purpose. Giving to the poor is actually an offering. We call it free will offering. When you look into the offerings in the Bible, we have free will offering, but there are certain offerings, they are not free will, they are commands that you are supposed to do. Tithe is not a free will. When we are taking offering, it's a free will offering. Whatever you want to do, it's up to you. But at the same time, it determines the state of your heart. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That you have given money to your wife to prepare food, and your wife calls you, oh, Nana, I want to eat an ice cream. Now, no, permit me to this card to one man. It shows how much you don't love her. Are you following what we are teaching here? May you never lack the substance called money. And may you have power so much over mammon. May you have power so much over mammon. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that nobody here will be intimidated by the spirit of mammon. No. As long as your heart is with God, as long as your heart is hidden in Him, nobody, no power. Oh, what a blessing. If you can pray in the spirit, just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Leko vradisa bayakata. Shadabadabako shevradisa talaba. Rakatalababo shedemo savelabo. Radanadabo shedadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad
Thank you, Lord. I pray that we will not be wise in our own eyes, but we'll fear the Lord and we'll honor the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can subscribe. You can share with your friends. Take a screenshot and share it on your social stories and tag us at KMC Worldwide. For more information, visit kmcworldwide.org. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.